You see, this is all because we have not given him a chance. If we live by those porcelain thrones, we have not given Jesus the chance to work in our lives, to change our lives, to challenge our lives and who we are. Jesus keeps falling from the cradle, and we keep trying to put him back up inside that cradle, don't we? I hear you asking, but Eric, what does this all-consuming Jesus life look like? Well, here are three examples, just three. They're all through the Bible. But here are just three examples that get to this all-consuming Jesus life. And the first is Micah 6:8. Let's read this together. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? You did that so well. Let's say that again. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? You know, if I were really thinking whenever I filled out your blanks, I probably wouldn't have done justice, kindness, and humbly. I probably should have done do, love, and walk. Because that's what that verse is really all about. Do, love, and walk. And I'll tell you why. The question for that answer. Do you hear what I'm saying? The question for that answer is, with what shall I come to the Lord? The answer is no thing at all. No thing at all. The answer makes clear that what God wants is you. God wants me, all of us, 24/7, 52 weeks a year, 365 days a year, 12 months out of the year. You get my point. God wants all of us, whenever we're in private and when we're in public. You see, this life, this all-consuming life, is not something that is right in within these walls. Matter of fact, within these walls, we come here to proclaim that we're sinners in need of God's mercy and love and grace. In here is whenever we are weak and on our knees. All right. To do justice means to work for the establishment of equality for all, especially of the powerless. To love kindness. By the way, to do justice is not wishing for justice. To do justice is not whining about injustice. Do you hear what I'm saying? To do justice is literally that, to do, to enact, to make real justice. All right? To love kindness, this is that intangible thing that makes marriage work. Ever thought about that? It means love with a strong element of loyalty, a steadfast love, a love that just is. Amen? Walking humbly with your God. This is not so much humility. This doesn't mean that we should walk like this. The real meaning behind the word is circumspectly. Or words like this, cautiously, vigilantly, watchfully, with awareness. You hear that? Carefully walk. But the real word, which I already alluded to, that we need to lift up, the more important word here is what? Walk. Walk. That's the real word that we need to pay attention to. Not necessarily humbly, but it's walking. It's described how one ought to walk in one's day-by-day life. It's very similar to the call of Jesus, whose invitation was not to believe. Did you realize that? Jesus' invitation was not to believe. Jesus said what? Follow me. You remember that? When Jesus talked to his disciples, he didn't say, believe me, believe in me. He said, follow me. Me, and I will make you what? Okay?